My name is Barbara Curry, and I'm going to do a report on the roll-up keyboard, not computer, music. First, I must tell you that when you open up the keyboard, you want to know how the batteries go in. You might know how, want to know how to put the plug in for the power, but the battery part is important because when you unroll the keyboard, your little box that has all the controls goes all the way to the right. Unroll it all the way and then roll it back one flop, as I'm going to call it, which puts the box with its face down, and the little door where the batteries go is toward your body facing up, and you pull it towards you to open it. But the important thing is that you need to know how the batteries go in. From the bottom up, the smooth part of the bottom battery goes to the left, then the smooth part of the next battery goes to the right, then the smooth one to the left, then the smooth one to the right. And then you put the door back in. And this is important because when you feel inside of it to look for the little things to tell you which end the battery goes to, they all feel the same. There are plus and minuses marked in the little circles, but you almost have to know that they're plus and minuses before you can feel that they're plus and minuses. So from bottom up again, smooth left, smooth right, smooth left, smooth right. That's how the batteries go in. Now, turn the thing back over, and on this box, starting at the top, right-hand corner, there's a little oval button, and that's what turns the keyboard on. And you can tell whether it's on or off because when you push it down like that, it stays down. Plus, you can hear it go a little click in the power in the speaker of the unit. In a column going straight down from this little push on and off button that I told you about are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 buttons. Starting from the first button is vibrato on or off. And off sounds like this. On sounds like this, obviously. The next two buttons are up arrow and down arrow, respectively. The next button is function or mode. I believe the book calls it mode. The next button down is choice of the number of songs that it has built into it. And the last button is start and stop. And the reason I called those two buttons after vibrato up and down arrows is that they do a couple of different things. This is the piano setting, and I'm going to play a little tune here, I think, that is going to sound something like this. And yes, there are mistakes because I'm still learning, and I must be honest about it. It does take a little bit of learning because it's a very flat surface, and the black keys as opposed to white keys, and I think these are all the same color, although I'm not sure because I can't see it, aren't much higher than the other ones. They're kind of all flat, so it's a little difficult to find your place, but with a lot more practice, I could do it. I believe it's 100 sounds, and I don't remember quite how many rhythms it has. There are, on the side of this box, three little outlets. Plugs, I believe, or little holes to plug things into. I believe the first one is an output. The second one is for an earbud or earphone. And the third one is for the power adapter that comes with it. And you can tell which one it's for that because it feels different than the other two. The up and down arrows do two things. If you're in the rhythm mode or function, you can change by going up. I'm getting back to the beginning. When you are in the rhythm mode, which is what you change with the mode or function key, and you have to remember where you are for that because it's a continuous loop, round and round. If you're doing a rhythm, and you want to change rhythms, you have to exit with that start-stop key and then change your rhythm. Because if you push the button, the up or down arrow, while the rhythm is playing, it makes it faster or slower. And in the third function or mode, it has songs. Push the function key again. I'm going to push a song. The song does not change until I turn it off and push. See what else we have. Quite a few applications for this. I think if you are a music teacher in a classroom and you needed something to help you with notes to play the notes on as the children sang, it'd be a very good thing. I also know that there are some vocal teachers who teach with tracks, and this would be a good thing to use to start your exercises with. La 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 la, la 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 la, la la, so forth. You do have to have a flat surface, very flat and very firm to push on it with, because it is a rubber keyboard. And that is not. That is a clock. But that's, and it's one of those old clocks, by the way. Oops. And I think that's all I should tell you about it. It does roll up. And you're not going to take it out and put it in a band and play jazz music with it. But I think that you could play around with it. It's a good, fun thing. It has some interesting sounds on it and some interesting rhythms. It would not be a teaching tool for a child to learn to play. You should use a regular keyboard for that. But this, for fun, I think is an interesting little instrument. And that ends my report for the roll-up keyboard.
This is Tom Anderson. And if you're interested in this unit, you can buy it from Denise at Speak to Me. 1-800-248-9965. Price is $99.95 plus shipping. I might add that the keyboard is really, really flat. It's not a lot thicker than a sheet of paper when it's unrolled. And it's interesting to look at. Of course, I don't play, which is one reason I didn't do the report. But I have never seen anything like it in my life. It's a unique concept.
It comes with batteries and the adapter.
And it does come with batteries and the adapter. We didn't unpack the batteries or the adapter for it because we weren't sure she was going to keep it.
But
it does come. But she is, and it does come with that.